Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2534, with the release date of Friday, May 22nd, 2026, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Eris wants to put amateur radio on the moon. Girl guides trained to become radio operators, and the South Georgia Island D Expedition adds the final young operator to its team. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2534 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story this week takes us, or rather our radios, to the moon. 2 years after Japan landed the first amateur radio station on the lunar surface, Eris has announced plans to do the same in cooperation with AMSAT and with help from the U.S. Space Agency, NASA. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has those details.
The Morse code transmitted more than 2 years ago by JS1YMG, the lunar ham station of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, is apparently just the beginning. Attendees at a Hamvention forum hosted by Eris in Xenia, Ohio, recently learned about the moon-based project called KVR. That's an acronym for Communications, Audio, Video, and Imaging Using Amateur Radio. The feasibility of KVR is being studied by Eris and AMSAT through a partnership known as AirX for Amateur Radio Exploration. According to the early information being discussed publicly, the station could have support for voice, digital, and video, with 10 and 5 gigahertz links supported by a network of stations on Earth. More far-reaching goals can be found on the Eris website, which describes AirX as, quote, an international effort to develop and operate amateur radio systems for deep space, starting with the moon and later to Mars, end quote. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Hamvention is over, and for many, the next step is Friedrichshafen in Germany. AMSAT DL has a request for satellite enthusiasts who are planning to be there. Ed Durant, DD5LP, tells us how you can help.
AMSAT DL wants amateurs to look to the...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GBK.